Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you on a Friday eve, December the 11th, 2020. 19 minutes past the hour, and away we go for 2 hours of live broadcasting here from you on a beautiful Friday night here in Marion in the middle of December. Like 50 degrees outside right now. Can you believe this? What a Christmas season this is going to be. By the way, we are in the middle of Hanukkah. December 10th through 18th is Hanukkah. Kwanzaa, December 26th through January 1st. And of course, Christmas Eve, December 24th. And Christmas, December 25th. Now remember, we still are taking Christmas cards here at the station. Send us a Christmas card, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Make sure you put your return address in there, and we will get you a card back, and we will display your card here in the studio until New Year's Day. Also, there still is time to write Santa Claus. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And my co-host on this Friday night, Angie Evers. Angie, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Oh, you sound good. Okay, the mic's working good.
Okay.
Glenn was having issues with that mic the other day, and I wasn't sure if it was Glenn or the microphone, and obviously it was Glenn. Because you sound good.
Okay,
that's okay. Good. Now, I've tasked you with something here tonight because we have this Christmas card thing going on. Now, I read them in the morning as they come in. I take them right out of the envelope and read them live on the air. And we've had a few cards come in, and I thought, well, we've never read them on the Friday night show. So I thought, here in the Christmas season, I would let you read the Christmas cards on the air. So this is what you call going into the old WWGH mailbag. We should play like Hey Mr. Postman or something before we go through these.
Yeah.
But we're not going to.
There should be something.
Something should be played. I know. We just have no band in here.
Hmm.
By the way, if you're a piano player and have your own keyboard and want to come up here and play Christmas tunes, we'll let you in. You can wear your mask.
And you can sing.
No, they have to sing them, too.
Oh.
But we'll sing. I mean, I would sing. Sure. At Christmas, for people who are listening at home, I've got a bulb. I've got bulbs around my neck that are blinking.
You have bulbs around your neck, and I got Christmas tree earrings.
We are in the Christmas spirit.
We are festive.
Tis the season. So let's go into the old WWGH mailbag.
All right, the first one here, it says holiday cheer. To the staff of WWGH, thanks for all the great programs that you provide, Marion. Have a Merry Christmas full of fun and merriment this holiday season. Ralph and Becky Thacker. That's very nice.
Thank you, Ralph and Becky. Very nice.
The next one is, it says, Merry Christmas with a Santa. May the magic of Christmas fill your heart with good cheer. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all. Kevin Griffith.
Thank you, Kevin.
The next one is a picture card with a nice couple. John and Carolyn, it says, Merry Christmas. John and Carolyn Heimlich.
I think there's a note on the back of that.
Oh. It says, Merry Christmas, Scott and crew. That's nice.
Your crew.
Oh. Well, thank you.
Scott and the crew. I have a good crew.
There's a pretty peace one with a dove. I'm assuming that's a peace dove.
Turtle dove.
Oh, okay.
You think turtle dove Christmas?
Peace dove. I don't know.
What's a peace dove?
I don't know. I'm just making that up.
I mean, isn't that the song, Two Turtle Doves?
Well, I was just saying peace because peace is wrote on the card.
Oh, okay.
It's a peace and a dove.
Peace and a dove. Peace dove.
So it says, may the quiet beauty of this lovely season bring you joy and hope to cherish throughout the coming year. Merry Christmas, Larry and Phyllis Shirk.
Thank you, Larry and Phyllis.
And the next one, it says, Merry Christmas with a Christmas village. It says, however you celebrate this year, hoping the warmth of holiday traditions fills your home with happiness. Wade and Karen Jones. That's nice.
Thank you, Wade and Karen. And those are just the beginning. We've only been doing that a week.
A week?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh. Because most people don't send cards anymore.
Right. Have you gotten any at home?
At home, I don't think so. And usually, well, I get one from a very well-known person that has not come this year. So I'm not sure if I was taken off the Christmas list or if there's something going on with that person. Uh-huh. I don't know yet.
Hmm. Well, I have gotten one card. Well, actually two, because my mom gave me one last night. And then I got one in the mail so far from my friend Stacy in North Carolina.
I usually get one from the New York area that has not come yet.
Okay.
I used to get a Phyllis Diller card every year, but then she died.
Right.
But I used to love her cards because she would, it was a, one of her paintings would be on the front.
Aww.
And then on the inside, she would write a saying that was hers. I thought that was unique.
That's neat.
Yeah. I don't know how many Christmas cards she sent out every year. I'm sure it was quite a load. But I appreciate, I kept them. They're somewhere at home.
Right.
I think having a Phyllis Diller Christmas card will mean something years from now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's neat.
So, we need to talk about a few things that happened this week on the air. Now, I don't think anything abnormal happened this morning. But, was it yesterday? Who'd I have on yesterday? It all kind of blurs.
Yesterday?
Yesterday, I had the...
You had that Trump guy.
Oh, yeah, the sheriff. No, it wasn't. I don't think anything weird happened yesterday. Oh, I know what happened. Ashley Williams was on the show on
Wednesday.
Now, Ashley Williams.
Your crush.
My crush, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And she is the star of a brand new Hallmark movie. What's it called?
Don't Kiss a Guy in a Christmas Sweater or something like that.
Don't Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater.
I think
all right.
So,
she was on. And she is my crush because she was in a show called Good Morning Miami when I was in college. And I just thought she was it. You know, and I never had one of those crushes when I was younger. Like, I didn't have the Baywatch girls up on my walls or anything like that. So I had to wait for Ashley Williams when this Good Morning Miami show came out. So the fact that she's been on the show twice now is just very exciting. Now, I had her on Wednesday, and she read Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus, and she read Twas the Night Before Christmas. And she got up at 6 a.m. She was out, or she's in Canada right now, and she did all that, and she, very nice of her. But, you had a problem.
You did.
I think you did. But you had a problem. You listened to it.
I did.
Right. And you felt what about Ashley Williams?
That she was really nice.
She was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you thought she was overly nice.
No, I think she liked you.
She liked me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that what we want?
Well, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
I told her at the end.
And she sent you an email
she
after.
Did, she did send me minutes after I got an email from Ashley. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a drinker. She seems like a fun girl.
Yeah, she does seem like she's fun.
And she's close to my age.
She's a little bit older than you.
A tiny bit.
Mm-hmm.
A tad bit.
A couple years.
And I don't wear holiday sweaters.
Hmm.
Did you hear the part about the love on the radio?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had to tear that out of that interview and put that somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What a nice, nice woman she was. So that's number one I wanted to talk about.
So I'm guessing she's still your crush.
Well, you know, I don't know. Time passes and crushes pass. But what I would say is having her on the show is fun because she's a good guest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for anybody who's a good guest.
Okay.
Like Ed Asner is a good guest. I don't know if I have a crush on him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There you go.
Hmm.
Now, also this week, we had the woman from Santa Claus, Indiana on, Pat Koch.
Right.
Who's been helping Santa answer letters for many, many years.
I did hear most of that.
People seem to like that.
Oh, yeah. It's fun for the kids.
Well, I think believing in Santa Claus is an important thing. Because he is real. I don't know where this rap comes up that he's not real.
I don't know.
I mean, I see him. I've interviewed him. I've talked to him on the phone. I don't know where this phony baloney... I think because there are some people who dress up like Santa Claus that people don't believe. But people dress up like Darth Vader doesn't mean that Darth Vader is not... You know, people dress up like Trump. It doesn't mean Trump's not real. I don't understand why. I mean, Santa can't be everywhere. He is one person. So there are people who dress up with fake beards and all this, but that's not the real Santa.
Right. I mean, I guess it's magical.
Well, people, I mean, I think there's also a confusion because... You know, Santa does work in tandem with your parents.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bazillion kids in the world.
Right.
But he does make sure that things get done.
I mean, he always left my kids their wrapping paper.
See, there you go.
Like, for me to wrap.
Well, and also, I think, you know, as kids get older, when you say you don't believe, well, that's when he's not going to come. Why would he come? If you don't believe in him.
Right. You gotta believe.
You gotta believe. So I would not give up on that.
Nope. Have you found Santa, like, at any malls or anywhere?
No, not this year. I haven't seen any of the... and I haven't seen him. I think he's... I know he's immune to the COVID, which is good.
That is good.
But I think he's very busy this year. Because, you know... You don't want... Pat said a lot of letters had come in worrying about Santa getting the COVID.
Oh, I bet. I bet there's a lot of worried kids.
But I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
No. He'll be fine.
Didn't Dr. Fauci say that he was immune?
Right. And Dr. Fauci, how could we not... See, now that's a good point. Now, the kids should take... Would Dr. Fauci lie? No. And he's telling you, Santa... is immune to COVID.
Right.
There you go. That's all you need to know. That's all I need to know. I like this time of year, although this year is different. It's very hard to plan the parties. It's very hard to shop. It's harder. It's more obstacle related than it normally is.
Right, because they're really, I mean... Probably isn't too many parties or with many people.
Right, and when you do have them, you think about it.
Right, and you got to stay with your close-knit people who you're usually around.
Right, so it's strange in that way.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's all going to, you know, it's still only the 11th, and I keep saying that to myself that we've got like 13 days, and that's a lot.
It's going to go really fast.
Well, I don't... Is it? I don't know. I don't know if it will go fast or not.
It's going to go fast.
Well, I think I'm going to get everything done this weekend. So I think the rest of it will just be a cakewalk for me.
Good. Yep. I just have a couple more things to get, and that's it. I did online shopping.
How did that go?
Well, actually, you know, I was really worried about the shipping, and then I got a couple things that weren't even tracked, like they had been shipped, and I got them already.
See,
which
this
I thought
is,
that was weird.
Well, this is what I've noticed. Some people aren't ordering certain things because the shipping date is saying that it's not going to get here till after Christmas. But I've noticed that those shipping dates aren't correct, like projected.
Right. I mean, I got something, though... The first thing I ordered was, like, at the beginning. It was either at the end of November or the beginning of December. Actually, I think it was the end of November. And it was coming United States Postal Service. And it actually took 2 days longer than what the expected date was. Like, it actually sat down in Columbus at the, I don't know, at the post office down in Columbus for like 2 days without even coming up here, which I couldn't figure that out. Like, I could have gone down there and picked it up.
I don't know why our mail goes to Columbus first. Yeah, like, if you mail something in Marion, it goes to Columbus and then back to Marion.
But it just was sitting down there for 2 days. Like, it didn't make sense. So I don't know what they do down there, but...
Maybe the people with the hazmat suits had to get out and...
Maybe.
Go over it. I don't know. Now, last weekend, we took a trip to Easton.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
Well, I like Easton. It's very pretty. It was cold.
It was cold that day, but it's very well decorated.
Yeah, Easton's beautiful.
It's a nice area. Good stores, and it was busy.
Yeah. A lot of people were at the outside stores. And they have carriage rides, and it's just really pretty. I don't know. Is there a movie theater still open? I'm assuming.
I thought
it
was. It looked to be open.
Yeah. I just didn't see a lot of people, like, going there.
Well, are there any big holiday movies this year? I haven't heard of any of them.
I haven't. I mean, I'm not a big movie watcher, but I can't even remember the last movie I saw in the theater. It was probably SpongeBob or something. I don't know.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, the SpongeBob movie. I don't know.
I haven't been to the theater in a while. I'm trying to think of the last thing I saw at the theater.
I can't remember, but I like to go down to Columbus, well, to Polaris, to the Rave. I know what the last movie I saw was. I took Mom and Dad to see Mr. Rogers.
Well, that was last Christmas, was it not?
Yeah, it was about probably, what, October, November of last year?
I still haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I don't think you invited me on that trip.
I did not.
No, you did not.
Nope.
Well, at least you can say it.
Me and Allie took Mom and Dad.
And you had a good time?
Yep, I got them a big popcorn. Because I really don't know if Mom and Dad had ever been to the big movie theater like that. So I wanted to make sure, you know, Dad enjoyed himself and Mom too. But they were both popcorn, like my whole family is popcorn lovers, so.
So did they have a good time?
Yeah.
Did they eat the whole bucket of popcorn?
Oh, no.
No?
I got them a big bucket.
So what happened to the popcorn?
I'm sure they probably took it home.
Oh, okay.
Leftover popcorn is good. I love leftover popcorn.
Leftover popcorn.
Yeah. And orange juice. Popcorn and orange juice is my favorite. If you're eating popcorn, you have to drink orange juice.
That does not sound like a good combination.
It is. Very good.
Popcorn and orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a good... See, that to me sounds...
You got the salty and the sweet.
What's sweet about orange juice?
The orange juice.
What kind of orange juice do you buy?
Either Kroger brand or Aldi.
And it's sweet?
Well, yeah. What do you think orange juice... I mean, it's not like sweet, like sugar, but...
I don't know. I couldn't tell you the last time I had popcorn.
Hmm.
Been a while.
Yeah, I like popcorn. I like kettle corn. I like caramel corn.
I like cheese corn.
Oh, see, I really don't eat too much cheese corn.
What's wrong with cheese corn?
Well, nothing's wrong with it. I just don't eat a lot of it.
Seems like you have something against cheese corn.
No, but like I like kettle corn a lot, and I'll sit there and eat like the whole thing.
Well, I do want to let people know the phone lines are open. We always love to hear odd food combinations, and I think orange juice and popcorn would be right up there.
What do you do that's odd?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. I don't think I have it. I mean, I do the cottage cheese whipped cream jello thing, but I don't think that's odd because I've been to other people's houses where they cook that, and I got that recipe from going to somebody else's house. I don't know about the cracker cookies still. I don't know. That was something from my childhood.
So your grandma used to make that?
Yeah, my grandma's the one who I first saw making those, and then I know my mom made them for a few years. But it's been many years. I think my mom retired from Well, I don't know. See, I want to call them crackers, but I guess they're cookies. But are they candy? I don't know. Because I'm trying to think. Because she used to do those, and she used to do the turtles. Now, the turtles would definitely be candy.
Right.
But I don't know what those... I mean, they were crackers.
A dessert? Would you call it a dessert?
It's a dessert, but I'm not sure if it's a cookie or a cracker or a candy. It starts out as a cracker, but does it become a cookie or a candy? Because it's certainly not a typical cookie. So is it candy or a cookie?
Maybe a cookie.
You think more a cookie than a candy?
Probably. I don't know. I've not had it, to my knowledge.
Well, it's not a saltine cracker, though. See, people are talking about saltines.
Like a Ritz.
No, not a Ritz. They were always townhouse because they were rectangular.
Oh, well, that's like the same as like a Ritz townhouse. They're the same type. They're the buttery with the salt.
Yeah, but Ritzes are circular.
Okay, and these were the square ones.
These were square.
The townhouse, you're saying.
Yeah. Rectangle, okay. I think.
Right.
Yeah. Saltines are square. But they were rectangular. I always enjoyed them, but I think my mother has retired from that. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I'm okay.
Good.
Are you talking about cracker treats?
Well, I don't. Nobody ever really gave them a name. They were just there for years.
Because I bet it is. You like use a big cookie sheet, and you lay saltines down, and then you like boil brown sugar and butter, and then when they come out of the oven, you put like chocolate chips and nuts on top.
Yeah, that's it. But it wasn't saltines. It was
graham crackers. I bet.
It was a townhouse.
Okay. See, some people, I always use the saltines, but I know some people use even graham crackers. I bet that's what they were.
So
aren't they delicious?
Well, they are delicious, but you know, I don't know what's in the mixture. What is the mixture?
It's like, I'm going to have to look it up, but I think it's like brown sugar, butter, vanilla, and I can't think of what else. Then you just boil it, and then you pour that over the crackers hot. Then you bake them. And then when they come out, you throw chocolate chips, and I throw some butterscotch chips in there, too, because my family likes that. And then walnuts, and I'm telling you, you break them up into, like, pieces.
Oh, yeah, they're delicious.
They are delicious, Scott.
Oh, but now would you consider it a cookie or a candy?
I don't know. I was sitting there listening to you. My husband and I were laughing because we said the same thing. What are they?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know they start out a cracker.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't call them a cookie.
But isn't it amazing that a cracker can turn into that lusciousness?
Oh, because it doesn't taste like a cracker at all.
I know it.
It's so good.
They are, and I get on Pinterest a lot. A lot of people, like I said, do graham crackers, which I've never tried it.
Well, I remember there used to be some trouble with them, though, because I remember if you don't get that that concoction exactly right, you can really mess them up.
Mine did once because I forgot the vanilla.
Yeah.
And something else. And yeah, you're right, they flopped.
Yeah. Or some, if they're too saturated, I've noticed.
That could be it too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of almost like it makes like a caramelization on top.
Yeah, but it is so, when they dry and you break those apart.
Oh,
they're so good.
My son-in-law loves them. Actually, I got the recipe from his grandmother who passed away, but God love her. She was the one that started the cracker treats.
Yeah. My grandmother used to do that, too,
yeah,
and I'm not sure where she got the recipe, but, boy, they were good. Well, hey.
Is your mom a good baker, Scott?
Well, you know, yeah. I mean, she really is, but the funny thing is, I don't know what happened, because she was always a very good cook, and she is. I mean, if you ask her to cook something, she'll do it.
Right.
But she doesn't cook. Like, during the week, she still works, so she doesn't cook.
That's difficult.
Yeah, and you know, when this time of year, this year, I don't remember last year her making anything, but she used to make the turtles, which were a real project.
Did she used to do that with your grandma though, Scott?
Well, you know, actually, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Which, but you know, those turtle things though, those have been going for quite a while. But she had the molds and the paintbrushes.
Yeah. Because I know my mom passed away a few years ago. It is just not the same because we did a lot of things together. And I think sometimes, you know, I don't even put up, this year I'm putting up a tree, but it's difficult. And I know your grandmother had just died a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, I think there's probably something to that. But to be honest with you, Grandma was the same way, though, too. I mean, she could really cook, and she loved to cook when she did it. Mm. But when she got older and didn't have anybody else in the house,
that's true too.
She didn't cook.
Right.
And it was, if you got her to cook, it was good. But I remember the last year she was around, Mom and her came to my house and made cookies and things. But right. It wasn't something that really probably the last 10 years... I don't know why that. I think, you know, it's funny. I think when you have your kids young, which yep. both of them did, when your kids are older, you mm-hmm. don't do that so much anymore.
Yeah. I know. It's
different.
Sad.
I think because I notice my mother has gotten a little back into it now that she's got grandkids.
I was going to say if she has grandchildren, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. So I get passed by now. I get passed by now because the grandkids are there.
There you go.
You get the bypass. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah. Have a Merry Christmas, you guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.
Well, there you go. So those treats do exist, but we don't know if they're a cookie or a candy.
You know, I think somebody needs to bring some in for you.
Oh, they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mom won't make them. It is weird how she has stopped doing all that.
Right. Well, I don't, like, even... I don't do near as much as I used to when I was younger. And I mean...
I don't know if it's a tie to my grandmother or not, though. Because to be honest, I mean, the last year my grandmother was alive, like I said, they both came over and they did it at my house. But really prior to that, I don't remember them getting together for probably about the last 10 or 15 years.
Hmm.
But my mom used to do, when I was younger, the turtles, which like I said, you had to have a what'd you call it? I said it a few minutes ago. What was I? A mold. You had to have a mold,
mm-hmm.
and you had to get the chocolate right, and then you had to paint it into the mold, and then you had to put the insides in, then you had to freeze it so the chocolate got solid, then you had to put the topping on to seal the insides and freeze that, and then you pop them out without breaking them. So it was a project.
Oh, yeah.
Now, hers were coconut... and caramel were the two differences that she made. And the caramel always went, and the coconut did not.
I can imagine that.
But you know, the funny thing was, she would separate them, because from the outside, you didn't know until you bit into them.
Oh, yeah, I'd probably spit the coconut out.
See, I like coconut, so it was okay. But a lot of people like caramel and chocolate. But again, the phone line's open. If you have anything to say, let us know. 740-383-9944. I think these recipes are interesting. Like I was talking earlier this morning about fudge, how people don't make real fudge anymore. They've all come up with these microwave recipes.
You know, there's a three-ingredient fudge. You know, it can be really easy to make.
See, but I'm not sure. See, I've had so much of the, like, the microwave fudge now
mm-hmm.
that I don't know if it tastes like the old fudge.
Yeah.
If I'm just used to the new fudge and that's it. I don't know.
You know, my favorite fudge is I get every time I'm over in Amish country, which I knew you've not been there. But at Heine's, they have... Heine's cheese place, the Heine's cheese factory. You can actually watch them make cheese, but like...
Is that a good name for a cheese factory?
Heine's. Yeah. You'll go someday. Don't worry.
You know what a Heine is, don't you?
Well, I wasn't even thinking about a hein end.
Well, that's what Heine means, isn't it?
No. I'm assuming it's a last name. Maybe it's Heinemann.
Oh, kind of like Titsworth.
Maybe. But anyway, if you go to Heine's, they have like 100 different kinds of cheese. And, you know, before COVID, you could go in and try all these different cheeses. Like, they line up, like, people line up to try all this cheese. And you go and you can try cheese, like, one by one. They have all these toothpicks, and you can try the cheese. But you get around to the end, and they have, they call it... cream, I think they call it cream cheese I think it's just peanut butter cream cheese. But it's like peanut, it's the best peanut butter fudge I've ever had.
See,
it's
I don't know.
Really creamy.
We had two.
I love it.
It was funny because last year, I don't remember how we got onto the conversation about fudge, but a gentleman whose wife did the cooking, I believe, made this peanut butter fudge, and it was in the little cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he brought us up a whole tin of it, and it was like mid-December, and we went through the whole tin and said it on the air that we had ate all this peanut butter fudge, and he ended up bringing up another batch of this right before Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. Your dad was into that peanut butter fudge.
Oh, yeah.
And then he would take some home to your mom, who he said was the real peanut butter fudge.
I always get mom fudge from Heinie's, too, if I go.
Well, he would always tell me when the peanut butter fudge came in, because he's knocking it back. And I'd say, Charlie, aren't you diabetic? And he's, don't worry about it. And he's just, you know, he probably went home with a blood sugar of like 600
right.
on these days.
That's why he didn't check him.
Oh, no, he didn't. He wasn't going to check
no.
that. But he would say, you know, my wife is going to be so upset because I have peanut butter fudge. And I would say, well, take some. Take some to her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think he did.
I'm sure he did. Unless he ate it on the way home.
Which
that
is possible. That's possible. But last year, we had like last year was treats galore. We got the peanut butter fudge. I remember a lady brought a plate of like different things that was all delicious. We had, somebody brought us these little balls of something and they were covered in white chocolate.
Hmm.
I don't remember if they were macadamia nuts or what they were, but they were very good. Hmm. Had a whole bag full of those. We got the two orders of the peanut butter fudge. Somebody brought a mincemeat pie with the dressing that goes on top. We had a lot of stuff last year, food-wise. Mm. No-bake cookies, I believe.
Yeah.
Cornflake candy.
I think I made no-bakes and cornflake candy.
So tell us about the cornflake candy. How do you make it? Because I didn't know the recipe earlier on to give it. But it's for low income is where it came from, right? Because it has a nickname.
Because it's just...
Your dad said the nickname on the air. I don't know why we dance around this, but he said
it's just, you know, it's a really good sweet snack, and it's just, I mean, you know, cornflakes, you can buy a box of cornflakes, like you can go to Aldi and buy a box of cornflakes for $1, and if you have peanut butter, K-Wer syrup, I mean, it only costs like $3 for the ingredients.
So what do?
You just, I'm pretty sure you, well, it's been like a year since I've made it. But you would just mix the cornflakes. Well, you mix the, I can't even remember. It's just like K-Wer syrup. I don't know if there's butter or not in it. I think there's sugar and peanut butter. And that's it. And then you heat it up. I don't know if you boil it and then pour it over the cornflakes. And then you got to stir it really fast because it dries really fast. And that's it. I mean, it takes like 5 minutes to make.
But this is a popular West Virginia delicacy.
Well, that's where I learned about it. But like you go to yard sales or like into thrift shops because, you know, in West Virginia, they have thrift shops everywhere. And people set up alongside the roads and sell things. A lot of places that set up we'll have cornflake candy. They sell it,
so it's not a Christmas candy?
Not necessarily. But, you know, around these parts, you can make it a Christmas candy.
Well, see, I was wondering, is fudge a Christmas candy? Because I always hear it called Christmas fudge.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever heard it called Christmas fudge. I like peanut butter fudge any time of the year.
Like divinity. Now, I think that's Christmassy.
Right.
Fruitcake. Christmassy. Now, sugar cookies, obviously, you can eat any time of the year, but the ones with the drawings of... You know, why don't they sell those? Why don't they sell Christmas sugar cookies? I'm sure they do somewhere, but why isn't that like a popular item? Like, you know, you go to a big department store and they all sell the candy. You know, the Queen Anne... chocolates. That's a Christmas item.
Right.
So why don't they sell Christmas cookies like that?
Well, I don't know, because I guess specialty stores would sell them, like Cheryl's Cookies. You know, that's a big one. A lot of people order, like, Cheryl's Cookies, the frosted, the icing cookies, the sugar cookies. I've always liked those.
By the way, does anybody have any Christmas recipes? Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944, or have anything you'd like to talk about, 740-383-9944. We are in the Christmas season. Tis the season here. Now, earlier on, we were also talking about Christmas tree decorations, snowflakes, icicles, spray snow.
I've never used spray snow.
I don't even know if you can buy it anymore.
I have a white tree. So, I don't need spray snow.
But tell me about Christmases when you were a child.
Ooh, you're going to trigger my memory. Like, I don't have a good memory, but let's see. I don't think they were anything like, they weren't ever extravagant. I mean.
No, but they were unique, I think, because your dad did homemade ornaments.
Well, I mean, I think that was like when he was older. I mean, I don't
know. Oh, when he was younger, that wasn't.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. I remember putting up this tree, this old tree. Mom still probably has it, but it was so old, and I can remember putting the branches on. You know, you'd have to build the tree up. It was probably like a 6-foot tree, but I don't know. I'm sure we had the popcorn strings and whatever else you'd string and. But I don't remember, like, you know, a lot of people put that, what do you call it? That tinsel-looking stuff?
Icicles.
No, it's like, what do you call it? It's like silver and stringy.
Tinsel.
Is it tinsel?
I think it's tinsel.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can buy that anymore either.
Oh, yeah, we never had any of that.
So what was on your tree?
Just ornaments.
Balls?
Yeah, probably.
Bulbs? Colored lights?
I think we had colored lights. Yeah.
What was on the top of your tree?
Probably an angel. I think Mom had an angel.
That seemingly is a foregone thing now. People have done away with the angels.
Yeah. I had bought this flashing, multicolored light, like a star, to put on the top of my tree. I bought it probably at Dollar General because I live a block from a Dollar General. So I'll go in there on clearance and pick stuff for next year after Christmas. I probably paid $1 for it. But anyway, it required batteries. And like, I think it only lasted like 18 hours or something.
Oh, that's... See, I'm
so
wondering...
I already ran out of my battery. So I haven't turned it back on because I don't want to waste more batteries.
I'm wondering how long this necklace is going to last.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But you'll turn it off if you don't have it on.
Right, but I wonder how long a typical Christmas bulb necklace like this lasts.
I bet the box would say how many hours it would run.
I would... You would have to say, like... What would you think?
Maybe 18 hours.
Really? Not even a day?
That's what my started.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, see, I'm not sure. I know those, like, Rudolph noses, they usually last a season.
Oh, okay.
I think because they want you...
Maybe those will last this Christmas season.
Well, I think this is the neatest holiday decoration.
Mm-hmm.
This necklace.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But, you know, people wear hats and some people wear those Rudolph ears or they put the nose on. This is so easy to wear and I think it's so colorful and in the season. And
flashy.
Is it flashy?
Yeah. Flashy.
You can see me coming.
Yep.
Now you have holiday earrings in.
I do. I have these nice, pretty Christmas tree ornament earrings.
Tis the season.
Yes, we're festive.
Did you ever have a real Christmas tree when you were younger?
I think we might have one time, but I don't think my dad was big on the real Christmas trees because I think he was always afraid of fire. like, you know, you didn't want them to catch on fire, and no. You always had to water them, and...
No, you don't want them to catch on fire.
No.
No. They were very hard, because my dad liked real Christmas trees, and I don't know what that was about. Now, as he got older, I think he finally got away from it, but, those trees, you know, they were so hard to get into the stand, because you had to, they would tip, and the little pine needles would come off, and they would dry out if you didn't take care of them just right, or if you kept them just a while, they would dry out.
Yeah.
Trees aren't made to last forever.
Nope.
See, I don't know how long a poinsettia lasts.
It'll last forever if you take care of it.
Yeah, but if I had one, which I don't, if I had one, let's say I bought it today, how long would it last?
How long it would take you to kill it.
Right. What if I did not do anything to it?
Well, you have to water it, but you only water it when it's dry.
But what about overwatering? Isn't there a fear?
If you overwater it, it'll get root rot and die.
Root rot?
Root rot.
You don't want root rot.
Nope.
Root rot sounds like a big problem you would not want.
Right. And that's what happens when you overwater them.
Well, how do you know what watering and overwatering is?
Well, I mean, because I kept a poinsettia alive for...
What's that?
At my... a poinsettia.
Oh, I don't know about those. I buy poinsettias this time of year.
Okay.
Sure.
I buy the poinsettias.
Oh. And where do you get those?
Well, you know my favorite place to go?
Where?
The Groovy Plants Ranch.
Where's that?
I'll take you there someday.
Groovy Plant Ranch.
Yeah. Groovy Plant Ranch. It's the neatest place ever.
Plants.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't know how to overwater or underwater.
So, like, what I would do with my poinsettia, I would, once it dried out, I would put it in the sink and completely soak it and let the water drain out, you know, in the sink, the excess water, and then it'd be good for, like, another week.
So you drowned it in the sink?
Yeah, pretty much. But, I mean, you can't let the water stay in the pot. You have to let it drain out.
Interesting.
You know, you got to make sure there's holes in the bottom if you're going to do that. But I kept this thing alive for probably a good 6 years, and then I left it when I moved buildings. I left it in the old building, and, you know, I did so good at keeping this thing alive.
Well,
I'm sure it's dead by now, but...
It's Friday night. We're going to come back with more holiday tips and cheer in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this from coming. But how?